The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. You know what I mean. Yeah, it's another Turtles Monday. After all the bad news comes out, Ben, you have to play the Turtles. It's the way I look at it. Hey, Dan, how are you doing this morning, huh? What's on your mind?
I'm good. Yeah, I just wanted to mention to you about that fact about the two of the turtles joining the Mothers of Invention, Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention.
Could you ever imagine any members of the turtle joining Frank Zappa, of all people, back in the day?
Well, not really. When I first heard that, I thought it was kind of unusual. But, yeah. You know, I think back in the 60s, you know, anything could go. So
that's why Herman says when I talk about the turtles, I got to put on my tie-dye. I can't help it, but... You know, the Turtles music, for some reason, that sunny power pop, it just never sounded better. It still sounds good to me, Dan. It just does.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. Yeah, it's great music, really. They were pretty good writers, music. They had some really good songs.
Yeah. Of all the Turtle songs out there, what's your favorite one?
I like that one. I think it's... let's see... What's the name of that now? Nobody But You.
Nobody But You, Baby, or something. Yeah, I forget.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I do. You know, the one that I really like, my favorite Turtle song is one which was not a hit. It was one of their last songs that they released before they ended up letting go of it for a while. It was called Love in the City, and it was kind of their take on the Love and Spoonful's Summer in the City.
Sure.
And it was a very great song. Never went anywhere on the charts. That's actually my favorite Turtles song. So I'll have to play that sometime, all right? Dan, good hearing from you, all right? Good to find another. Of course, I like a lot of other music, too. But for some reason, anytime I'm depressed, I'll always throw some Turtles on the way home. And not just the hits. Seriously. It's 11 minutes after 8, okay? Coming up, Dr. Powers, we're going to talk about some local history here. We'll have to talk about the current news, and then I'll have to play some more Turtles because I'll be depressed after that. But this hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Here at the Kim Komando Show, we do our best to stay as politically neutral as possible. We talk politics only when it collides with tech. Those paths cross at last week's presidential debate. So here's our investigation. I'm Kim Komando for Simply Safe. Visit simplysafekim.com to save 50% on a new system. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Conspiracy theories claim Vice President Harris was cheating by wearing earbuds disguised as pearl earrings during the debate. Okay, there are earbuds designed to look like pearl earrings. Made by a German company, Eisbach, they're called Nova H1, and they come in gold or silver-plated frames. Harris was wearing gold-framed pearl earrings, but Tiffany makes $2,200 18-karat gold earrings with 10-millimeter pearls. She's been photographed in them many times. At a distance, the designs look similar, but up close, there's no comparison. Another reason you cannot trust social media during the election. Enter to win a brand-new iPhone 16 at winfromkim.com. Feeling secure in your own home should not be a luxury. It should be a given. That's why SimpliSafe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families. Right now, you can save big on your award-winning SimpliSafe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today. With exclusive LiveGuard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm and even speak to intruders in your home, warning them that the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in. That's why SimpliSafe was named the best home security systems by U.S. News & World Report. Join countless listeners who have found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Visit SimpliSafeKim.com to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. That's SimpliSafeKim.com.
14 after 8, Dr. Dennis Powers returns, and he is professor of business law, retired professor of business law over at Southern Oregon University. And you can find out more about him, DennisPowersBooks.com. But every Monday, we like to visit about where past meets present. And why don't we go to the past and the present first? How about that, Dennis? Welcome back.
Wherever you go, my friend, we're there. You know, we got our retrievers and shotguns and wherever you want to go.
Okay. Alan DeBoer is our topic for today. He's the actual profile. And although I don't always agree with him 100% on politics, I think he's a genuinely good guy in the community. I'm real proud to know him. I really do.
Oh, very much so. And the way that Alan needs to, when he was mayor of Ashland and did an exceptionally good job, and then an Oregon State Senator, that balance was important. But, you know, he would be one of the top folks that we have talked about in the last weekly 13 years. He was born in 1951, and Walt and Bernice DeBoer. Actually, their family moved to Ashland in 1946.
By the way, they were pretty prolific, what, six kids, right?
Oh, they were. Sid, Bob, Alan, Phyllis, Nancy, and Janice. And what was that he then started, which is amazing, just after the war, the Lithia Motors in Ashland. In that first year, they sold a total of 14 cars. But then he was tragically struck by a car in 1968, and he died as he pushed his wife to safety.
I never knew that story of the DeBoer clan. Never knew that. Okay.
I didn't either until I talked with Alan, and I have to say that it's an amazing story, because then Sid, Bob, and Alan took over Medford Dodge, which became the now Lithia Motors Complex. The Ashland dealership was terminated to no survivorship clause. But again, working there, that now became Medford Dodge, part of the Lithia Motors complex. After leaving Lithia, Alan ran a number of car dealerships in real estate, other ventures. 1983, for example, he acquired a lapsed Subaru franchise. When we post online the write-up, you'll see the number of dealership franchises that he was involved with.
I didn't realize this. I'm looking at this. Of course, we know about Town & Country Chevy, and then acquiring Buick and Cadillac. Airport Chevy in Medford is when he opened that up. I don't think he owns Airport Chevrolet right now, though, does he? I don't think he does.
No, I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. But you see, the thing is that he and his son have Town & Country. But in any event, the important thing, though, is that other than that, he had the time to go ahead and make key property donations to projects. And I remember I was at SOU at this time, and I was even involved in a very peripheral basis, not in terms of a lead basis, but knew about the Rogue Community College / SOU campus in downtown Medford.
Big deal, yeah.
Big deal, shopping centers. Now, then we go to a second area, why I say that he's one of our top. Served on the Ashland Community Hospital Board, the Mount Ashland Ski Association Board, the Airport Commission, and then with the work that he was doing, and then I'll come to the reason why I'm so positive as to what he's done, is that the honors and awards that he got even surprised me. SOU, the President's Medal, Rogue Community College, the Southern Oregon Historical Society, Ashland Elks Lodge, Citizen of the Year, Ashland YMCA, et cetera. But past president of the Oregon Automobiles Dealers Association. But I can go on and on and on and on and on. But what really stands out to me is that I have the opportunities to also chat with individuals, because I was on a couple of the boards, not when Alan DeBoer was there. And what they said, and this is within the past week and a half, he does much without looking for credit.
I can absolutely confirm that. I can confirm that. I also know of people that he's even heard on my show from time to time who are in trouble, who have had some problems, and he's reached out on certain things, never looking for credit. And I don't know many people like that. I really do.
And I don't either. And in any event, I'm very proud, that he is standing as he is. And now, which I did not know at the time that he rejoined the Ashland YMCA board in 2022, and I was on that board before then. But the important thing is that then 2 years later in 2024, he accepted the president's role, you know, of the board at the Ashland YMCA and is right now working with that. And it's so underneath the radar, I didn't really even know it until I was going ahead and doing some research and then talked to him.
Well, you know how it goes, that it's amazing what can be accomplished when you're not worried about who necessarily gets credit out in the open. And I think Alan is one of those kind of guys, all right? We appreciate that profile here, Dennis. And Alan DeBoer is the profile for today, businessman, community leader. By the way, my favorite time of observing him as a politician, I think you'll enjoy this one, back when he was with Ashland City Council. He was the mayor, you know, for a number of years. And I went in there one day, and you know how crazy the Ashland City Council meetings can be, right?
I'm laughing because, yes, okay. I saw a couple and I said, you know, Bill, please continue.
Yeah, because I would sit there at the back and I'm watching Alan, Mayor DeBoer, up there at the front of this. And I'm thinking to myself, as nut bar after nut bar from the radical activist community would end up coming up on something. I forget what the issue in play was at that time. But he astounded me with the ability to keep a poker face up there as mayor when I think I would have been going Worf, like Worf from Star Trek, and pulling out that Klingon big blade thing. Oh, you stupid radicals, I shall strike you down where you stand and start swinging. But, you know, that's why I'll never be elected mayor, because I can't I can't handle that kind of stuff. But
well, that's two of us, and you're a perfect talk show host, you know, because of the extensive areas you're able to go into. And I, you know, I know that when you've gotten some call-ins, the cool that you keep. And that
oh, but I've lost it sometimes, too, though.
I find myself in the best place, which is the right to talk to people, write books, and then go to the next one.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let's revisit the party of gun control going after President Trump yesterday over in at the golf course. All right. We'll talk about the other news, too, coming up. You good with that? Let's do it.
Wherever you want to go, let's do it, my friend.
All right. KMED and KBXG, you're on the Bill Myers Show. Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Looking for a safe place to store your RV, trailer, or boat? Hardcastles offers a secure storage lot located conveniently on-site with a keypad entry. With spots filling up quickly, stop by today to reserve yours. While you're there, check out the fully stocked line of enclosed, dump, flatbed, and utility trailers. Hardcastles' friendly and experienced staff are always available to help you find what you need. Open weekdays 8:30 to 5, Saturdays 9 to 3. Hardcastles, where the customer is king.
We're thrilled to announce we're back with our Veterans Metal Roof Giveaway. After the joy of giving away our first roof, we're honoring veterans with a free custom metal roof. One deserving veteran will win this amazing gift absolutely free. Don't delay. Enter now. The contest ends November 5th. Winner will be chosen on Veterans Day. Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., where quality and community come together. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for entries, details, and rules.
Stay updated on recreational opportunities all over our region with the Outdoor Report every Friday morning just past 7 a.m. on the Bill Myers Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and KCMD is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
We add a little odd.
Well, it's time to take a walk on the paranormal side.
A dash of strange.
Energy that transcends time.
A cup of peculiar.
Something that goes on even after the physical body's dead.
Mix in some bizarre.
What is the paranormal world about?
And you have a recipe for coast to coast. Go ahead. Have some. Late nights. Coast to Coast AM.
People do like to be scared.
Coast to Coast AM on KMED. The Bill Myers Show is on. News Talk 106.3 KMED.
Ryan Ruth, the person who just appeared in court, apparently, Dr. Powers, he's the accused assassin, attempted assassin, of President Trump from yesterday, this one who actually survived the attempt. And he didn't get a chance to fire a shot off, but needless to say, second attempt in 2 months. And I guess people are still asking why there wasn't a larger perimeter, Doc. And they're still saying that, well, you know, he's not a sitting president. Well, he may not be a sitting president, but he's a former president, and he's been shot at already. You would have thought that there was a little more creativity involved on this one here. Doc, what about you, huh? Welcome.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing is, this is Nicaragua. It is. I'm not a conspiracy-oriented person. But to go ahead then and to then look at the way the news runs it, you know, where they're talking about man detained in apparent assassination attempt on Trump. Really? AK-47? Really?
Which is not really the best choice for that kind of a long distance, which kind of makes me wonder how. Well, of course, he probably thought he was serious, but it wasn't particularly a skillful attempt in my view. But that's just me.
And then think about the environment that's been created by the drive-by media, by Harris, by Biden.
Oh, do you know that they're trying to blame? No, Doc, do you know they're trying to blame? I'm talking about mainstream reporting here. They're trying to blame the second assassination Trump on President Trump based on his, they're eating the cats, they're eating the dogs. You know, in other words, the you know, going after the divisive speech from the debate. They're literally doing that. Some of them are doing that. They really are.
Well, you know, he was absolutely right on the point. Actually, people have talked to me, and I'm sure with you, as to there are videos of one person in the same community finding out that her cat was being skinned by Haitians, and there are reports about ducks that are missing. And then I think you had mentioned about, you know, having dead geese that walking down a street, and they are dead, like, in two different hands. And the thing that gets me, though, is not only this toxic environment, we're living this. The far left is doing such a coup, and we have one person, and the Republicans have need, and the Bush Republicans need to get behind Trump, because they're not going to have the political aspirations. We've seen that with Cheney. We've seen that with Liz Cheney. We've seen it with these people who are going ahead and saying, oh, we're for Harris.
Yeah, but aren't we really looking at, essentially, the people like the Cheneys and who are the other ones? The Bushes, you know, who have, of course, are absolutely hate Trump. They hate Trump, okay? But they're going over on the side of Harris. Is that not indicative, though? Not about Republican versus Democrat, but the blob, especially foreign policy and military intervention versus everybody else. Isn't that what we're talking about there?
Yeah, and you see, you're going into the why, which is so relevant as to why we have this. And that certainly is a strong factor. I would also add that they feel that it'd be easier to deal with their connections with the administration left over from Obama, and that's been running things for Biden, and all, the same oligarchs are going to be running if Harris wins, and she is another figurehead that allows this conspiracy problem that really doesn't care about the rest of us to flourish, and it continues like the rise and fall of the Roman Empire right now. And I'm not
except that the barbarians are over the gate at this point in time, honestly.
Yeah, because you see, after a while, we talk about, and your listeners consider and talk about, and they talk about with neighbors who feel have differently, you know, you have the social media platform controlled. You have the media controlled, you know, the drive-by media. You have the illegal immigrants that have flowed in. You have vote carriers. You have the way that our Justice Department, for example, has shadowed innocent voters at different types of educational meetings, just on the question of how much information they should get about their 14-year-old child.
Yeah. Let me ask you, speaking of the Justice Department,
I'd spit on it.
Okay. Now, I'm sure you would, but of course.
Oh, no, that's that great movie, you know, where the guy was talking about Windex.
Oh, the. Mother, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Yeah.
My Big Fat Greek
Wedding. Michael Constantine. Michael Constantine.
And it was just so lucky. It was so funny to watch her when she disagreed. And I was doing that with Judy, and she broke out laughing.
Forgot about it. Thanks for the reminder. Dr. Dennis Powers here, a retired professor of business law. Now, something that I can't help but bring up, and I want to pick this scab, because every time you think that you hate the mainstream media, Dr. Powers, when it comes to the way they approach the news and spin it, whatever you think you have to hate, you can't hate it enough right now. Did you hear what 60 Minutes was actually promoting? This was the same afternoon that Donald Trump had a second assassination attempt. Did you know what 60 Minutes was going for? Did you
Please
know?
Do.
Okay, here I it didn't. Is. Here's the promo for it.
Democracy stopped for about 6 hours. The vote was counted at 3:44 a.m. With 2 weeks until Inauguration Day, it was the Trump Justice Department that set the standards for the prosecutions. Decisions were made by career prosecutors.
And by the way, so they're making it clear that these were Trump's people supposedly doing this, right? So I'm going to – that's the first part. Let me play it. And they say career prosecutors quite frequently here, Dennis, because I think they're trying to use that as the equivalent of moral, clean, good, and unbiased. Okay, so here we go.
They're creating the same toxic environment where there's assassination attempts on the one person that could have some strength as to stopping these hordes.
Okay, well, take a listen. Here's the rest of it.
Work at Justice for years, regardless of who the president might be.
The career prosecutors quickly realized that you needed guidelines in place, determinations about who was going to be charged, who wasn't going to be charged, and what they would be charged with. That process started in January 7th, 2021, during the prior administration. To this day, we continue to use guidelines that the career prosecutors put in place during the prior administration.
And how do they guide you?
What we're generally focusing on, of the thousands of people who you could potentially charge that day, are people who actually entered into the Capitol, people who engaged in violent or destructive behavior, people who illegally carried firearms or other weapons on Capitol grounds, and people who helped others to get into the Capitol building.
You're not charging everyone who was there that day.
That is correct. We have turned down hundreds of cases where the FBI is saying, there is evidence here, it's your determination, prosecutors, whether you think this should be prosecuted.
Oh, wasn't that just wonderful? Doesn't that warm the cockles of your heart, Dennis, that they didn't charge everybody? They didn't charge everybody.
God. Mm-hmm. Could I go ahead and use the, Big Fat Greek Wedding approach?
Yeah, go ahead. Spin on it.
You know, not spinning to the side, in terms of just saying how ridiculous, but also what they're doing to win on something that has been so controversial. And I think the reason why they brought it in, tell me what you think about this, is the news that was released about the fact that Trump, with Mulaney, is going to sue the Justice Department for $100 million on the fact of going through and ripping through their stuff at Key Largo, when for Biden, had them stacked.
He was fine.
In his Corvette.
Yeah, he was fine, and they're not doing anything about that. That's it. You know, I forgot about that, though. So you're thinking this is the Justice Department trying to get out in front of this, using 60 Minutes as a friendly little showplace and reminding people, threat against democracy, the enemy of democracy, Donald Trump. And, of course, he had just had an assassination attempt that afternoon. No mention of that. Don't you find that
Absolutely.
Fascinating?
Because I'm using a very simplistic way of looking at this, that first of all, the far left looks at these, and Obama, and Biden, and the oligarchs, look at every issue that comes up as a PR issue. So if we look at something that's positive for Trump, just see what type of news on the same issue is then released the next day or 2 days later that's a positive spin on what Trump has said is negative because he's right, and it's all about fooling the country, the middle class, those of us that work for a living, and those of us and your listeners and the people who are part of the independent movement that really feel that this country is going in the wrong direction. This is a PR problem that the far left has been running so much. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Well, it's not. It's frightening.
Yeah. I think she's actually a dangerous candidate at this point in time because she's totally unqualified. I'm speaking of Kamala, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Now, let me just ask before we take off here, Doc. With the assassination attempt yesterday, and the guy, of course, goes before the judge, et cetera, et cetera. This is going to play out. Is there a different charge that happens with something like this because he didn't get a shot off? Does it matter if you get a shot off, or is it just the attempt to just shoving the rifle in the direction of the Trump folks through the fence? Is that considered enough? Or, I mean, what? Do you know?
Well, that's going to be the consideration as to the punishment. But in terms of a conspiracy, which they're going to try to find, we'll see what our FBI goes ahead and finds out. But hopefully Florida will continue with its investigation to find out exactly who was involved, what was happening, where we got. Now, Bill, you raised an excellent point, too. An excellent point, another, my friend, that had to do with where did the money come for him to go ahead and be able to do all this traveling and do what he's doing, and there was no apparent job.
Yeah, you check the cost of flying just even coach. From Hawaii, you know, to the West Coast, I'll tell you, it's not cheap.
Good point.
And supposedly he is, unemployed right now. He could have been living off of savings, but there were a lot of questions, too, about the last assassin, you know, the last attempted assassin there, who, where did all that money come from? And this would seem to be, more questions than, but that's okay. That's okay. The Department of Justice, I'm sure, will be completely forthcoming for us and will be totally truthful about everything that they know. We'll get the whole story.
Let me tell you about the real dark aspect of this even further down is that I can just hear, by individuals saying, well, look how dangerous Trump is. Mm-hmm. If he's elected, he'll probably be assassinated with this toxic environment that's been created by the news, by Biden, by Harris, by all these people. This is Nicaragua, my friends.
Yeah, it does have a rhyme there. That is for sure. Hey, before we take off, final question I have for you. You no doubt saw that city or that story, rather, that broke on Friday about how we have a few hundred non-citizens registered to vote in Oregon. This is what they admit. I would be willing to bet that it's a lot more than that, just a few hundred. This is all they're admitting to right now. What do you think? I'm just asking for speculation at this point. But if they're willing to admit to a few hundred, I think there's more than that.
That's an excellent point. And you see, it would have been kept quiet if it wasn't for the fact that the news on the independent conservative side found it and broke it. Mm-hmm. And then I only heard about it because a friend of mine sent me an email that Jackson County Clerk Chris Walker had told him late Friday night that the Oregon Secretary of State was announcing that the illegal aliens had been registered to vote when they got their driver's license. And what did the Secretary of State hear in our wonderful, even-handed state in terms of all of us? The Secretary of State came out and said, oh, only two of them on the first amount. Really, we, voted. Baloney. We're going to look and find out how many of them actually voted. Can you believe the idiocy, the type of phony information being released? And that's exactly what it is.
Well, we've been talking for the last year and a half, and I'm going to continue to pick the scab. I told you the story of what we had here with the local motels where foreign nationals were learning to drive truck at RCC. And so they were allowed to be here legally. You know, this was not an illegal crossing the border type of thing, but they were not American citizens. They had to sign up for Oregon driver's licenses. And then long after these students left, all the motels ended up getting these tons of these ballots because they had been registered to vote in spite of the fact that none of them were citizens. So I'm just thinking and this was something that that Chris Walker was working really hard to kind of dig into and was trying to kick this up the food chain of the various county clerks in the state of Oregon and her associates group, as it were. And so I guess at some point it was going to come out. But I think they're going to try to gaslight people into thinking it's just not that big of a deal. And it's like, yeah, we're going to take care of this. And I'm sorry here, Doc. Vote by mail with no ID required and things like that is ultimately insecure. Right from the start, it's designed to be that way.
And holding a light on these issues so that people can be informed is the way to have an educated public so that they won't be fooled by all the PR misinformation that's put out.
If people actually still care about having a secure voting system, because Oregon does not have one right now. It is, I've been jokingly saying for years that it's faith-based voting system. You know, you send it in and you have faith that it will just be citizens that are being counted, but it's just that. It's faith-based. We don't know. We really don't know.
Well, you know, I'll just add to this. I was watching a program, Bill, that had to do with Sam Giancana, who was, you know, mafia, who Joseph Kennedy had apparently contacted to swing the votes of the unions when John F. Kennedy was going ahead and running against Dick Nixon, and Cook County swayed that election. And then there's a whole series of things there where JFK, then, my friend, got into heat because the fact that his brother RFK decided that he was going to continue prosecuting the organized crime factions. And going all the way back, 1964, my gosh, 50 years, you know, we've had the left going ahead and saying whatever we need to do is okay to go ahead and win an election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if that is going to change anytime soon, but is there enough, are there enough Americans to really stand up and rise up on this? I don't know yet. I'll let you know in November, okay? After November.
We'll have to deal, my friend, with how you are able to put the light up and those of other people who are saying this is wrong. And I really admire the courage of those that stand up, especially also those that were part of the Democratic Party and say, I can't accept this anymore. I am now going to be Republican.
All right. Dr. Dennis Powers, always a pleasure. We'll have you back, and you be well. See you next Monday, okay? Thanks again.
Be well, be safe, and thanks.
All right, 18 before 9 at 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KBXG in Grants Pass. We're going to have some fun here in just a moment. We're going to have a little bit of a palate cleanser, and we're just going to, well, let's just have the fun right now, okay? News will be coming up here in just a matter of seconds. And then if you are the 15th caller, because what I have in my hand here, really, really nice. And, you know, Scotty McCreary, we've been talking about that show. We were giving away tickets for it last week. It has that great song out right now. I'm drinking cab in a solo in my pickup truck. I mean, it's just great stuff. And he's going to be on Saturday at the Jackson County Expo. Well, I just happen to have a pair of silver reserve seat tickets, a pair of them. In fact, it's Row V, Section 115. And if you're caller 15, I'm going to give them to you, all right? We're going to give away a bunch of them this week here, and I hope I can make you a winner, too. But we'll get you into that silver reserve right now for Scotty McCreary Saturday at the Expo, okay?
If your garage or overhead shop door needs service or repair, please consider American Industrial Door. They have experienced and professional technicians with a fleet of trucks that can repair and service any door or opener. And if you need advice or just have a question about your door, just give them a call or stop by either showroom. They've been your garage door experts in Southern Oregon for nearly 40 years. American Industrial Door on Crater Lake Avenue, north of Vilas Road, and on Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Oregon DMV registered around 300 non-U.S. citizens to vote, and the Secretary of State has ordered updates to impacted voter registrations. This after what's being called mistakes were uncovered with Oregon's motor voter system. Secretary of State LaVon Griffin-Vallad says the mistake occurred when DMV misidentified the type of documentation presented by the persons requesting a new driver's license or state ID. Mount Bachelor reopened Saturday as firefighters continue to mop up smaller fires in the Bachelor complex. On the Middle Fork Fire, the Pacific Crest Trail is fully reopened in the Crater Lake National Park, but three other trails are still closed. The Central Point Police Department arrested a man who worked at Children's World Montessori School in Ashland for child exploitation. Officers received information about a five-year-old girl who was molested in July. 68-year-old Craig Albert Johnson was arrested for a variety of sex crimes. Police say other victims have been identified. Bill London, KMED.
Okay. 844. I've gone through 14 callers so far, looking for caller 15. And so I'm going to hit line three here right now. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Jack, Bill.
Jack, how you doing this morning?
Good, and you?
I'm doing fine. What were you calling for?
Oh, I guess I was too late for the drawing, but...
Oh, no, hey, no, no. What were you calling for? Just curious.
The Scotty McCreary tickets.
Scotty McCreary tickets. We want to go?
Yes, sir.
It's a good day for you. You're going.
Oh, cool.
See, you weren't
Thank
even sure.
You, so much.
You weren't even sure where you were in the queue there. Yeah, no, you're the 15th here. We're going to set you up here. Scotty McCreary, you're going to be in a nice seat, too. Section C, row V, seat 115 and 116. Got a friend to take with you, I hope?
My wife.
Okay. Well, she's a friend, I hope, right?
The best.
Oh, good. All right. You hang on, and I don't know if you can drink Cabin a solo while you're there or not. Maybe you can. I don't know. Check it out with the Expo. I'll be right with you, okay? 845.
Power outages are becoming more common. Patriot Electric can size you with the correct Generac generator backup system for when outages occur. Whether you need a powerful portable or a whole house system to power your house, barn, shop, and pump house, a flip of a switch will produce power when you need it the most to pump water and provide essentials like AC and refrigeration. Call Patriot Electric and get your own Generac generator, an investment you'll never regret. We are Generac sales, installation, and service professionals. Visit PatriotElectricOregon.com.
Drake's Paint and Supply, your only locally owned paint store, is now open in South Medford. The South Medford store offers the same top quality Benjamin Moore paint and stain and all the equipment and supplies the North Medford and Grants Pass stores offer, with the legacy of service and value Drake's is known for. Drake's Paint, your local Benjamin Moore dealer, with three Rogue Valley locations to serve you in North Medford on North Pacific Highway, Grants Pass in the Parkway Village, and now in South Medford between Central and Riverside, just north of where the two combine.
All aboard!
The Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad is your opportunity to ride behind the living history of a historic locomotive engine along the beautiful Oregon coast. Book either the coastal excursion for the whole family or take that special someone on the romantic moonlight excursion that includes appetizers and refreshments. Secure your seats with the Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad now at OregonCoastScenic.org.
News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
847. Hey, Ed, you say you were taking a look at a picture. You must have sent me an email, but I haven't had time to look at it yet because I'm doing other things when I'm on the air. But you had a comment on the so-called AK going after Trump. Go ahead.
Let's go the media misinformation, Bill, and just, if you really look at the photograph of the weapon that they provided, sitting, leaning up against the fence, and you look at that real closely, and if you know anything about AKs, and you look very, very closely at that, what you'll find is that that's most likely an SKS, early, you know, either Chinese or Russian SKS, which was a rifle that was distributed and sold very cheaply in this country for years. But there's a bunch of modifications, aftermarket modifications, let's mm-hmm. call them stocks. But it looks what appears to be as a Monte Carlo style stock fitted to an SKS with an additional 30 or 40 round magazine attached to it.
Okay.
It's a very inexpensive setup. And, you know, there's differences in the way the gas recycling goes, the tube on top, how it enters on an AK. But the reality is, he used a modified rifle, and that's it. It wasn't an AK. So this is, you know, it's an underlying thing against, you know.
Well, what is that is that a difference without a distinction? Because an AK is not a particularly sophisticated platform. What does it matter, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, what I'm saying, it matters because they call it an AK style. Every news report, AK style.
Well, they normally say AR style is what they're really trying to demonize is the AR in the United States.
Exactly. But the, you know, when you look at it, it's the K stands for Kalashnikov. He had a gas recycling system that was designed for these weapons, and they were very effective weapons in that, but in this case, it's like, okay, they're making a case for assault rifle. They're trying to connect it as an assault rifle. In reality, it's an antiquated piece of equipment that's been around since after World War II. And, you know, this is the thing. Now, there's things that you can buy and modify it with, you know, but reality comes down to that's what we have to look at is that misinformation, because we live in a country that is guarded by the Second Amendment. And if they want to make an argument, oh, it's an AK style, well, now we can't let people own AKs. Well, you know, the whole thing becomes ludicrous because it's actually not an AK.
Well, you know, it's an SK, then. You can say SKS, but it is honestly AK style, is it not, to be fair?
In reality, no. The AK is a totally different weapon. Normally came with a folding stock. They were equipped with wooden butt stocks and things like that. But when you look at an AK, it's very difficult to find a Monte Carlo style stock like that had in the Monte Carlo style.
But what I'm trying to laser into is that, Ed, it doesn't matter if it was an AK or an AR or an SKS. It's going to be demonized anyway.
Oh, that's right. They're going to try to demonize it, but at least what they could do is give you some accuracy in what they're reporting. You know, what I'm saying is that it goes to the automatic thing of, well, let's demonize something. And in reality, it's an automatic rifle or a semi-automatic.
Semi-automatic rifle. Yeah. Very few Americans have actually automatic rifles. The land of the free only has the government using automatic rifles on the citizen. You know, that's the way we've done it here now. Okay.
Right.
All right, I'm trying not to get too lost into the what's the style of it or whether it's accurate or not, because I think most people, they don't even know what an AK or an SKS is, or an AR for that matter. They just know that it's a rifle.
That's right. And in reality, it should have been just listed as a semi-automatic rifle, and that's it. It's not. You know, in truth, the SKS has a similar gas operating system, but it's not. And it's not an AK. And that's the whole thing. That's the whole simplicity of this argument. And I don't even look at it as an argument. To me, it's rudimentary.
Okay.
But, you know, an AK was designed for full automatic fire. It was designed for a lot of different things in combat situations, but it's been one around since after World War II. I mean, it's an old design.
Very old design. Very, very reliable design, which is why it's still being used today. But it's not what I would call, it's not what I would call a precision platform, though. That's all I'm getting at. If I was going to choose a platform to try to take a shot at 500, 550 yards, I don't think I would choose an AK style. Just me, okay?
Right. And I would agree with you there. I mean, the whole thing comes down to looking at this, but on each level, as we consider it, the guy was some idiot who tried to come up with a way to, you know, deal with his emotional look at this thing that was ridiculous in the first place. You just don't do this stuff. And I look at this and every aspect of it, and you look at, you know, I was reading about some of his history and things. But he's unstable. You know, that's the truth of it all. And that's the hardest part about this whole thing.
And so, ironically, he's a member of the party of gun control. You have to.
That's right.
Kind of look askance
exactly
at that.
Right.
All right. Appreciate the call there. Thank you, Ed. 853 at KMED, KBXG. This is the Bill Meyer Show. Hey, we'll keep back to the phones, open phones here as we wrap the show up this Monday morning. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Talking to me?
Yes, I am. Hi, who's this?
Oh, I got no static, so I didn't know.
Sometimes the static works, other times it doesn't. Oh, well.
Okay. You need to upgrade your phones to more static then.
More static. No, that's all we need. Throw more noise at it down you, right? It should be like this. Goes for like 5 seconds, right? Just drive you nuts.
Yeah. Well, this is Kevin in Rogue River.
Hey, Kevin.
I think there's a huge difference between
from those two guns, and there's no reason they can't report on it accurately. They don't say it's an SKS because people really, more often than not, don't know what an SKS is, but a whole lot of people know what an AK is. So it's just more false reporting.
Yeah. Does the SKS, like I said, I'm not real familiar with the SKS platform. Okay. So the AR, I recognize, no problem. You know, that kind of thing. But does it have the curved? Does it also have a curved magazine? Do you know?
Yeah, very similar magazine. Mm-hmm. Not, they don't interchange in a stock rifle or stock AK, but they're similar looking, but it's still obviously not an AK that they're looking at, more than obvious, I should say.
Yeah.
Just why can't they report it fairly?
Now, I'm trying to be fair to the media, all right? Now, I'm throwing up in my mouth a little bit given how unfair they tend to be. I seem to recall that it was the FBI people talking about, an AK-style rifle. I thought that's what they did in the news conference. Am I wrong about that? That's what I thought I remembered hearing.
I don't remember on that part either, but even for them to say that, it's not an AK-style rifle. They're just two different things, two different mechanisms. Doesn't mean they're any different in accuracy, maybe, but...
Yeah. One way or another, the one thing we do know, you're not going to want to stand in front of it and have someone fire at you, right?
A lot of people in the military think that the AKs, at any rate, are scarier now after they've got them, after getting out of, the Middle East and stuff like that. They're going, it's just the operator errors why they didn't die. It's not that inaccurate of a gun.
Yeah.
The spray bullet things that came from the Middle East, that's more like, they're just wild. They're not disciplined.
Yeah, well, you're at the wedding, right? And you got to spray it in the air, right? That kind of thing?
Yeah. Who cares where the bullets come down? Yeah,
exactly. Yikes. Hey, appreciate the call. Thanks for that. Let me grab another one. Hi, good morning. Who's this? This is Bill. Hello?
Bill.
Hi. Jerry.
I didn't hear any.
That's okay. Everyone else is complaining they're not hearing that. But trust me, you're here. Okay.
Okay. Hey, simple point. Here's one thing that cannot be denied, and Kamala Harris did not deny it. She's a Marxist, period. End of story. Her dad's a Marxist professor. It was brought up in the debate, and nobody has ever denied that I'm aware of, including Kamala Harris.
Nope, there has been no denial about that.
So, to take that a little further, people like Barack Obama, Hillary and Bill Clinton, Dick Cheney, military generals who know this, they're all part of the game. The end game, they're coming for everything that you own, period. Because that's Marxist ideology.
Total state, right? Total state. Everything exists within the state.
Yes. The state supreme. They know better than you do. And see, the opposite of this is just what caller Matt said. And I'm just like Matt. I'm on the other side here. Liberty.
Pretty simple choice in that case. Thank you very much, Jerry the Bull. Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com. See you tomorrow.
The model year-end closeout on new Iron Bull trailers continues at Two Dogs Fabricating. Iron Bull has instant rebates on remaining 2024 Iron Bull trailers while they last. There's an instant $750.